With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Breaking news at this hour as explosions rocked northern Israel Saturday morning as the country worked to intercept incoming Iranian missiles after launching a nationwide attack with the U.S. on Iran. The blast echoed just after the Israeli military said it would be using its air defense systems to bring down the Iranian fire. There was no immediate word on any damage or casualties from the ongoing attack. We have more on this developing story from correspondent George Williams in Washington.
Witnesses in Tehran have reported a blast near the offices of Iran's leader, the Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. Iranian state TVs reported explosions as Iran has shut down its airspace with more munitions hitting the capital. In Israel, siren warnings have also sounded as its military has issued a public alert about possible incoming missiles from Iran. The U.S. is participating, according to an American official, and a person who's familiar with the operation, speaking on condition of anonymity. Iran has warned it could target U.S. personnel and bases in the region as retaliation. George Williams, Washington.
President Trump said in a video posted on Truth Social this morning that the U.S. has begun, quote, major combat operations in Iran, unquote, saying Iran has continued to develop its nuclear program and plans to develop missiles to reach the U.S. The president appealing to the Iranian people to, quote, take over your government. President Trump also acknowledging there could be American casualties following Iran strikes, saying, quote, that often happens in war, unquote. Roads to Khamenei's compound in downtown Tehran have been shut down by authorities as other blasts rang out across the capital. Neighboring Iraq closing its airspace, according to the Ministry of Transport. Targets in the Israeli campaign, including Iran's military, symbols of government, and intelligence targets. We're watching this developing story. This is SRN News. A new report on artificial intelligence and faith.
It comes from a joint project of the Barna Group and GLU, and it indicates that about one-third of adults in this country now believe that spiritual advice from AI is just as good as what they might receive from a pastor. Amongst Gen Z and millennials, the youngest adults, 40% believe this. The numbers are raising concerns in some quarters as the U.S. tries to come to grips with AI, even as the technology is flooding different aspects of our lives. Michael Harrington reporting.
Israel's parliament has given preliminary approval to a bill that would put the country's Orthodox chief rabbinate in charge of the entire Western Wall in Jerusalem. This is raising fears among liberal Jews that mixed gender prayer at the site would be outlawed. The Western Wall is the holiest site in the world where Jews can pray. Its main plaza is for men only, but the site also has a section far off to the side where men and women can pray together. This is SRN News. An instance of friendly fire at the southern border.
The U.S. military used a laser Thursday to shoot down a seemingly threatening drone flying near the U.S.-Mexico border. It turned out the drone belonged to Customs and Border Protection. The case of mistaken identity prompted the Federal Aviation Administration to close additional airspace 50 miles southeast of El Paso. The military is required to formally notify the FAA when it takes any counter-drone action inside U.S. airspace. It was the second time in 2 weeks that a laser was fired in the area. The last time, it was CBP that used the weapon and nothing was hit. This time, the closure was smaller and commercial flights were not affected. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Singer-songwriter Neil Sedaka has died. His many hits include Breaking Up Is Hard to Do, Calendar Girl, and so on. Neil Sedaka was 86 years old. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.